Hey everybody, it's me again. So this is going to be a short episode. I'm going over what has happened recently and my take on everything going on right now. Spoiler warning, I guess. I was laid off by my employer. Came out of nowhere, really. I had no idea. I was doing everything, you know, that was asked of me. I had just done my performance review. Everything came back great. They were satisfied with my performance. I had gotten a raise. And then 2 weeks later, I receive a random invite from our HR for a meeting. And I silly me, I guess, was assuming that it was about my performance review. Maybe I needed to sign off on something. I didn't really have any kind of notice about it. Like, it came randomly one day when I was working in the morning that I would be just a little Microsoft Teams invite, and I noticed that it was sent by HR for that afternoon. So I continued working, which is hilarious, right? They were planning on letting me go the entire time, and I still finished working the day. So they got a free work day out of me. The time came and I spoke with HR, and it was kind of awkward because, so in our company, the culture wasn't really like meeting in Microsoft Teams with like our webcam on, but I turned on the webcam because I thought it was just going to be about my performance review. And I was like, oh, common courtesy. Let me just, you know, show that I care, I guess. And then the HR turned on the camera for the first bit where they said hi. And then a random other person from another HR department hopped on. And I was like, oh, I have no idea who this is, but okay. And then they all turn off their cameras, and I was left there with my camera on while they were explaining to me that I was being let go due to low project availability or low project demand, which to me is kind of strange because the company was supposed to help me find projects. Like, that was on them. So why is it my fault? Why am I getting let go when they were the ones who were supposed to be helping me get a project? I was doing everything they had asked of me. I was working on certifications, trying to reskill myself up so that way I could be more prospectable. Is that a word? So that way I'll look like a better candidate to these projects. And so I thought, you know, all right, kind of weird that you're just going to let me go due to something that y'all should have been doing in the first place. And it's not like I didn't have calls for projects. I would receive calls randomly throughout the day, and they would ask me like basic interview questions. And then they would say they would reach out to me, and I would never get a call back. So then when they were meeting with me to let me go, I was telling them, oh, hey, well, I just met with all these people. What's the status update on that? And they said, oh yeah, I checked, and nothing's gonna come of that, basically. Which is also weird because I was on a project, I can't say the company, but it's a big tech company that produces a lot of great products that a lot of people like, you know, a real big tech innovator. And so I was on the project with them for 6 months, and then they kind of let me, I guess they stopped that project, and then they informed me that I was going to go back to, you know, my main company, but that the project was going to continue again in a couple of weeks, and for me just to hold off until I get client approval, client manager approval, so that way we can get started again. And I never heard anything back again, either from my company or their company. And so I'll try to explain this to, you know, my direct managers, like, hey, what's going on with this? I'll never get any information. I'll just kind of get a runaround, which is, you know, whatever, I guess. That was my whole experience with that company in general, was just me hearing something and then waiting for them to get back at me, and then they would never get back at me, which is honestly so unprofessional, but whatever. So anyways, while I was being let go, I brought up that whole thing with that, with the company, and yeah, they said, we check with that, and again, nothing. So I was like, okay, so there's like no way for me to like contest this, because like I've been doing everything that you've asked of me. I've been meeting and interviewing with other projects and other companies, you know, through y'all. And they said no, but they invite me to reapply in the future. And so the entire time I had my webcam on while I was being told to be let go, and they didn't have their webcam on, which is very unprofessional in general. Although, yeah, okay, we didn't really have a culture of the webcam. It wasn't very mandatory. Although the person I was meeting with, the one who sent the invite, she had made it a point to always have the webcams on, which was ironic because she turned her webcam on. And so I was like, okay, I guess. Anyways, yeah, so I was basically just let go. They told me my benefits would end that day, and I would receive, this was the last day I would receive payment for, and for me to expect an email on my next following steps. Again, came out of nowhere. I had no indication that this was happening. To me, it all felt impersonal, like I was just an number to them that was going to be let go, and they were going to move on with their lives happily, which was absolutely horrifying to find out that, you know, you work so hard to market yourself and jump through hoops to go through all these interviews just for you to be let go, like, without a second thought. Absolutely terrible. I hated that experience. It took me like a couple of, honestly, weeks to get over it, because I was just shocked, angry, depressed about it. It was just not something I ever thought I would have to go through. Like, I joined tech because, you know, I was told that they're always hiring, they're always looking for people. So to just be let go like that was just horrifying. I didn't have any plans, you know, for when I was going to be let go. Like, there was no after plan, it just happened, right? So I could have been saving, I could have been applying. Like, if they would have let me know, I would have applied, right? Which, here's another thing, right? I'm transitioning, I'm a little bit scatterbrained here, but when we're quitting as an employee, right? We're quitting. We have to give a 2 weeks notice, or else we are viewed as very unprofessional. You know, it kind of looks bad as we try to apply for other companies, like, oh, you just quit, right? Like, we're expected to give 2 weeks, but the company can just let you go on a whim one day without any prior indication. That just leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Like, why are they allowed to do that? That should not be the case. Ugh, just horrible, honestly. Horrible. Company loyalty exists no longer in this world. So now I've been treading the waters of trying to gain employment, while everyone else is also being let go and tech is at a huge slowdown, which really sucks. And I listen to a lot of like podcasts about it and you know, video essays about it, and like they all talk about how, oh, they should be easy to, you know, find a job right after, right? Because our skills are in high demand. Well, guess what, bud? I was a new, like, what do you call it, like a fresher. I'm someone new, you know, who doesn't have a lot of experience, who transitioned from, you know, a completely different career. I was a teacher before, you know, so I don't have a lot of years in under my belt. I don't have the degree that some of these people that are being laid off have. They're obviously finding, you know, jobs easier, and you know what, employers are having their pick of the basket. They can just sit and wait while all these people are getting laid off, and pick the best ones, because they're getting the best employees they can at probably a discount, because I imagine, you know, they're not paying as well as they used to, because tech is just a massive crap storm right now. So, you know, this is really benefits employers. Employees are screwed, right? Of course, employers can let you go whenever. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, so I've been treading the waters, and it's just been horrible. I've applied to so many companies. I've heard back from none, practically. The ones I do hear back are like automatic kind of rejections that are happen later out throughout the day. Yeah, which is horrible. I don't even make it through their little parsing thing. And then I've had friends refer me, other developers refer me, and I still can't get a job through that way. I won't hear anything for a while, and then I get an email saying, you know, oh, thanks for applying, maybe try again in 6 months or something, which is absolutely horrible. I just feel like tech recruiters have no idea, or, you know, just don't really care to find out what they're looking for. Everything, like, the whole tech hiring process is absolutely horrible. Like, it just needs to be redone. It needs to be reformed. Like, why do I have to jump through so many hoops to get applied, you know, just to get a job or a chance at a job? When you could just hire me, and if you don't like me, you don't like the way I work, just fire me, right? Like, why is it so difficult? Why do you have to make me do 3 months of fucking work for free, just to, you know, not even get it hired? It's terrible. Like, take home projects, terrible. Exploitation of work. Like, why is it that tech as a whole community, why have we normalized this? Why is it allowed to continue to happen? Like, it really shouldn't be allowed to happen. So yeah, that whole thing is just a terrible mess. So here I am, waiting to get hired, trying to keep my skills up. Don't know where I'll be in the next couple months. Hopefully employed. Yeah, anyways, sorry to take up so much of your time. Thanks for listening.